This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the government is closely monitoring the emerging developments in West Asia and relevant ministries are coordinating to ensure effective response. Making a statement in Rajya Sabha regarding the situation in West Asia, Dr. Jaishankar said the government believes that dialogue and diplomacy should be pursued to de-escalate tensions in the region.
India is in favor of peace and urges a return to dialogue and diplomacy. We advocate de-escalation, restraint, and ensuring the safety of civilians. Two, the well-being and security of the Indian community in the region is our priority. We will continue to work with the governments of the region towards that end. And three, our national interest, including energy security and trade flows, will always be paramount. I'm confident, sir, that the government has the full support of this august house on this matter.
The External Affairs Minister said MEA has set up a dedicated special control room to monitor the situation and respond to queries. He said almost 67,000 Indian nationals have returned to the country. The External Affairs Minister also made the statement in the lower house on the situation in West Asia. The Indian Embassy in Qatar has informed that around 1,000 Indians stranded in Doha on transit or short-term visits have departed on Qatar Airways flights over the last 3 days. It added that Qatar Airways operated a Doha-New Delhi flight yesterday in which more than 300 Indian passengers travelled to India. The embassy further informed that Qatar Airways is planning 3 flights to Delhi, Mumbai and Kochi today. It advised stranded Indian passengers to use these flights for travelling to India and asked them to remain in touch with the airlines regarding their travel. The government has issued order to oil refineries for higher LPG production and using such extra production for domestic use. This move came amid current geopolitical disruptions to fuel supply and constraints on supply of LPG. In a social media post, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said that the government has prioritized domestic LPG supply to households and introduced 25-day interbooking period to avoid hoarding and black marketing. It said that non-domestic supplies from imported LPG is being prioritized to essential non-domestic sectors such as hospitals and educational institutions. Amid heightened volatility in the financial markets due to the ongoing West Asia conflict, SEBI Chairman Tuhin Kant Pandey has urged investors to remain calm. Addressing an event to celebrate 30 years of the Nifty 50 in Mumbai last evening, Mr. Pandey said, India's domestic fundamentals have continued to remain strong and provide resilience amid such uncertainties. The Election Commission of India has made it clear that the objective of the Special Intensive Revision SIR is to ensure that no eligible voter be left out while no ineligible person is included in the voter list. The Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi, conducted a comprehensive review of poll preparedness for the upcoming assembly election in West Bengal in Kolkata yesterday. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that the National Education Policy 2020 advocates inclusive and accessible education and added that this year's budget gives a big push to education, employment, enterprise, innovation and research. He said this while addressing the concluding session of the post-budget webinar virtually on Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas, Fulfilling Aspirations of People in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Pradhan noted that the huge participation from a diverse set of domain experts and stakeholders reflected participatory governance in the truest sense. In West Bengal, results for 5 Rajya Sabha seats have been declared. Following the election process, Babul Supriyo, Koyal Malik, Rajiv Kumar and Menaka Guruswamy of the Trinamool Congress, along with BJP candidate Rahul Sinha, have been declared winners and they received their certificates. And in Assam, all 3 candidates from the ruling NDA alliance were formally declared elected unopposed to Rajya Sabha and received their certificates from the returning officer yesterday. The 3 candidates are Jagan Mohan and Terash Gowala of the BJP and Pramod Boro of the United People's Party Liberal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.